Talk about mud flap. like I hold your gaze. I stand before you, cut off your head. Now you are forever mine.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford, and that's Kathy Capozzi and Axe Monkey and Christine Zafri playing a tune called Kali. That's from the compilation Bring Us Your Women 3. Also in there, we heard some Jaggery, Rare Earth Element. That's from a broadcast here, live from Studio D, going back to 2010. Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys gave us their version of Big Bottom from Soul Vernacular. And we started things off with Dolly's Dark Dream from the Sidewalk Mary album. You were telling me a story about Dolly's Dark Dream, and it wound up being in a movie.
Well, hold on. Not Dolly's Dark Dream. I can't remember that movie. But no, it was Acid Django. The other one, the first Acid Django has been all over the History Channel, actually.
Yeah, all over the History Channel.
Yeah, American Pickers.
How did that come about?
There was a jingle, Punks. I submitted the song, and for a number of years, they've been tossing it around, licensing it. Awesome. And so when I get my statements, it's like, I see things like, oh, American Pickers, Mole Man, and I didn't even know it. And Jeff Chase, who was the drummer on that Sidewalk Mary CD, he liked American Pickers, so he's like, I think I heard Acid Django. I was like, no, you didn't. And then I got my statement. I was like, oh my God, it is. And then years later, when Game of Thrones came out, I got my statement, and I saw Something of Thrones, and I didn't see the first part. So I was just like, oh my God, Game of Thrones played Acid Django? And then I realized it wasn't Game of Thrones, it was King of Thrones, which is a mobile toilet market where I guess they play music.
Wow. So
I didn't even know the market existed.
You know you've arrived when your music is being used
for the porta potty that apparently is like more upscale and they have music playing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's awesome. All I saw was Of Thrones, and I'm like, what? What track did Game of Thrones use? And King of Thrones. So if anybody has music out there, so you can use Acid Django.
There you go. Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Go. No.
So tell me more about this compilation.
Sure. Well, Bring Us Your Women, so all the songs are about female icons from history, from myth. from imagination, some of them. And so Christine and I wrote seven of the songs together. And then I wrote songs with Michael J. Epstein and Sophia Cassiola and Johnny Blazes and Molly Sastry. And so the compilation is just a lot of the icons that are, I mean, I'm sorry, this is all dedicated to the female icons that are in the show, Bring Us Your Women.
Right.
So the stories, some of them are historic, some of them are imagined, some of them are reimagined. So, and some of them are you know, not in existence at all. Like sirens, for instance, they're myth.
Right.
So that was a you know, a myth story that was told.
So tell me the story about Kali, because you suggested that I play that, so I want to hear the story that goes with that.
Well, Kali is the goddess of death and destruction, so it's bringing out that kind of a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fire. Rebirth.
Yeah.
Fire,
rebirth.
Fire
and rebirth.
Rebirth.
Yeah.
Rebirth. Reborn.
Mm-hmm.
Rebirth.
There's actually a clip on YouTube of that song that see, which is really cool.
Yeah. There's a video?
Yes, yeah, there is. There's a film, because all of the stories, all the songs on the Bring Us Women compilation have films, and that's where you can see. Launch Over Productions released the films, so the anthology is there, and there's a film, the Kali film, which was done by Celine Fernbach, who was based in Paris, France. She did the film, and Christine stars in it.
Yay. Yeah. And I'm evil.
Yeah.
And once again, what's the web address if you want people to go there?
Well, go to bringusyourwomen.com, which is a reclaiming phrase, by the way, for anybody who thinks that it may be. There was a little argument on Facebook about
really?
The name of the show. Yeah, so.
Now, who would argue about the name of the show?
Well, I won't mention the person's name.
No,
but
no. I mean, we're not talking about naming names. I'm just
it was a person who apparently thought that this was whoever came up with this name knew nothing about a feminist ideology didn't understand objectifying women and this whole thing. And so I wasn't even home. I was gone all day. And
right.
I know when I get an email from Yuri Zabitnov, who's the Axe Monkey drummer, he's like, did you see what's going on? And I was like, oh, no. Usually I get that when my mother was on Facebook. And I was like, oh, did you see what your mother posted?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So anyway, I get on there and there's a whole thread. And so, of course, my you know, friends all stick up. And,
of course they
and
do.
Said, hey, by the way, why don't you ask the person who came up with this what this name
yeah,
means?
Yeah, instead of being all judgmental.
Pretty much. Yeah. So anyway, it just had a, you know,
Facebook, where they put the mental and judgmental.
Pretty much. You got it. So I said, are you familiar with this is me reclaiming the title? And it's not like science fiction. So that's kind of like me coming up with the Bring Us Your Women. It's like, you know, how all these, if you're a conqueror, Bring Us Your Women. So we're bringing the women, but they're not to be conquered. We're conquering back.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of about time, you know.
Hey, look at look at our elections we just had, right?
I know for sure.
So
but so bringusyourwomen.com, if you want to listen to the album, it's bringusyourwomen.bandcamp.com.
Yes, exactly.
Now, are you raising money for?
Well, we're actually doing a sponsorship program for this production, because we'd like to be able to cover some of the production costs. Now, actually, the cool thing is, for this particular version of Bring Us Your Women, I actually was given a grant by the Iguana Music Fund. I got a grant, and also by the Somerville Arts Council. So that is helping pay for some of the production costs, but as you know, it's an international show, so we're bringing in people from all over the place. We would like to be able to have sponsors. So this is kind of a patron of the arts kind of thing. You can be a supporter, and if you go to the bringusyourwomen.com/sponsor page, there's a PayPal. You can be a Queen Poku supporter, a Queen Sheba. No, I don't think Kali is one of them, but you can be a number of other, Joan of Arc. There's a different levels of sponsorship, and we are still holding it open for people who want to contribute. So it's for individuals and businesses. It's an International Women's Day, so if people want to support it, this is the day to do it.
Yeah. And again, the show is
March
8th at the Somerville Theater.
Yes. So
come. Doors are at 8.
Doors at 8. Doors at 7:30.
7:30. Yeah. Go have a crepe if you get there early.
Yeah.
So let's play another tune off of this thing. This is called Sirens. Now tell me the story about this one.
Actually, this was something that we did. There was you remember in Somerville, there was a show called the Encyclopedia Show?
Yes.
So that kind of was the inspiration for doing it, because there was a show about myth. And so I always wanted to work with, I had done a movie with Honey Pie, who's one of the dancers. And I asked Honey Pie to dance on this particular song. And I asked Sophia Cassiola to sing on it. And so she wrote the lyrics, and we did this myth about sirens. So this is
all right.
It.
Well, let's give this a spin. This is Sirens. It's off of Bring Us Your Women. I'm here with Kathy Capozzi and Christine Zuffri. And oh my God, this is a reunion of sorts. We haven't seen each other in a long time, so I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. Oh, come on, play. There we go. Ah, yes, the wonders of technology. There we go.
I can show you.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. That's Sirens from the Bring Us Your Women compilation number 3. Mm-hmm. And you know, hey, we're still here with Kathy and Christine. I haven't seen you in so long. You guys could stay here as long as you want.
Okay, we're gonna camp out here, Joel.
we gotta pull out bed. We got some blankets.
All right,
you know.
We're all set. We got shovels.
Because no. It's now starting to snow. It is
a little bit dusting.
A winter wonderland outside.
Oh God. No.
So, Siren, how long did it take you to put this album together?
Oh, God. No, it took a while. Because some of the songs were written in Paris when we were writing in Paris. And then some of the songs were written when I came back to Boston and before I left for Paris, they were written. So it took this particular compilation took maybe some of the songs took a couple of years to put together, but I mean, it was based on, you know, we did a Kickstarter in 2015, and we went to Q Division and recorded. Rafi Sofer produced it.
Rafi's a great guy.
He's a great guy, and we recorded it probably within November of 2014, I guess, and then it was out by the show, which we did in 2015, so February right. 2015. So it was the process itself didn't take long. It was, you know, quick because we had a budget to work with.
Right.
So, but the pre-production took a while.
And, I'm sure.
You know, yeah. And Christine recorded the strings in Paris with, you know, some of her vocals were recorded in Paris with a different studio. And we compiled it all together. So it has a single voice, the Bring Us Your Women voice. And that was what we did. So, yeah. No, it took a while. I mean, look, we're working with a bunch of, you know, different people. And the whole concept of this is, I mean, part of the reason why I wanted to do this kind of a show is because I had some awesome experiences globally. And I think, you know, with the conditions, the way the world is right now, we're all working on this like division. And this idea is, hey, even though we're not maybe in the same, you know, continent, the same cultures, here's this idea, let's all come together and make it happen.
Sure.
And that's, so even though
that's a true DIY ethic about it as well. Change comes from within.
It does. And you know, and I've been fortunate because I've been able as an US citizen to be able to travel to different parts of the globe and do music. And I've been welcomed in different parts like France and this past year and the year before I went to the Côte d'Ivoire. And I got to play in Abidjan as a guest of Christina Go. And that's the first time I've ever been in Africa. And it was quite an eye-opening experience.
I bet. Well, you also did this I'm trying to remember because I saw you post this on Facebook, playing classical guitar on stage.
There was a couple. First of all, Rafi Sofer and I have a thing called flamenco, so it's fake flamenco. So it's like it's our version of flamenco, which is not really flamenco. And then when I was in Africa, I was in Abidjan and I accompanied a lot of some of the players because Christina Go did a thing called La Différence. It's a poetry competition that she did for the Côte d'Ivoire. So I was accompanying some people with my acoustic guitar, but then I also got to play with some of the master djembe African drummers in the world. Like Toma Gay he invited me to play on this festival called the, I'm not going to pronounce it in French, but it was basically 100 drums. And so I got to go and play with all these amazing drummers. And,
wow.
Yeah.
So what's next? We got the show on the 8th. What happens next?
Movies. Soundtrack. Well, yeah, I was on the break. I was talking about like I did a soundtrack called What Metal Girls Are Into. So I got an award for winning best score for a short film by Laurel Vale. That was in October of 2018. And then I also finished a collaborative score compilation with Michael J. Epstein and Sophia Cassiola for their new film called Clickbait, which also was just released on Plaza Mayor Records, actually, out of Hong Kong. And so that's making the festival circuit now. It's going to be out. And then I've got a couple of other movies ready to start as soon as this is over with.
That's great. And what's next for you, Christine?
I'm going to release my just finished record.
And what's the date on that one?
Well, it's already on Bandcamp, but I'm going to organize some shows with in places that I haven't yet figured out.
So and we go to maryzoo.com for all that information.
Yep.
All right, excellent. Let's play another tune off of this, and then we'll talk on the other side. Tell me what I should play next.
Oh, well, let's see. There's so many options. Did we play something from Christine, from Sophia? There's a radio version, I think, of Delilah by Johnny. Or we could play Big Bang, which is Molly Sastry, but it's a lot of vocalizations, and it's like very Hans Zimmer-like. So.
Ah. Well, I like Hans Zimmer.
Okay,
I like Molly Sastry.
Well, there we go. You want to try that one?
I also like Johnny Blazes. I'm not being judgmental.
And there's also Michael J. Epstein does sing Eve, which Lisa Coyne is going to sing Eve at this performance. So Lisa Coyne is also participating.
Oh, Lisa. Yeah, she's traveling the world as
Yeah,
we
she's
speak.
In Bali right now.
Good Lord. Well, why don't we hit Eve?
Sounds good.
And this is Eve. This is from the Bring Us Your Women's compilation. I've got Christine. I've got Kathy in here. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name's Joel.
Heavens breathe life into you. Eve demanded your reverence, tore of the grounds, offered dominion, a dowry enough for relations, high minion. The creatures of earth witnessed your dynastic birth, to rule, to subdue, a suitable helper for you. Celestial favor, bone from her bone, flesh from her flesh, a binary fission bypassing a crash. Lord says kneel and crawl, and these women must take the fall. So the serpent was sent to stop God's little malcontents, strip them of favor, demand
91.5 WMFO. From the Bring Us Your Women compilation. And we're, you know, we're devoting a little bit of time to this because, you know, I'm here with Kathy and Christine. And, yeah, so that's a tune called Eve featuring our very own Michael J. Epstein. It's weird. It's like no matter what the trappings are, he could be playing with a bunch of ukuleles or this big symphonic thing, and he always still sounds like Michael J. Epstein.
True. It's true to Michael.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, because we haven't done a PSA yet, we're gonna have Kathy Capozzi read a PSA.
Oh, my God. It's my honor. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkeman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
That was amazing. Good Lord. You want a job?
Well, I can always use one. No.
Yeah. So you're on the town with Mikey D. Happens each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. We've got Kathy Capozzi and Christine Zofri. And we're talking about Bring Us Your Women. What else is going? What else can we talk about?
What else?
Yes.
About Bring Us Your Women.
Yes.
Like, well, you should come.
You all should come.
You should totally come because it's a big theater and it's going to be a massive show with lights and films and dancing
and smoke.
No. And no, there's no smoke.
There'll be smoke.
Okay, well, there's going to be lots of drummers. We're very excited about the drummers.
Tell me about the drummers.
Well, could we have the Benkity Junt? Well, first of all, Axe Monkey, well, core Yuri. Band. Right. We have Yuri Zbitnov.
Oh, my God, Yuri. He's a monster.
He is a monster. And he's going to, I think he may have a new kit by then. Yuri, if you're listening, I hope you have your new fancy drum kit.
You should see his new fancy cymbal. You've seen his new fancy cymbals.
I've heard him, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're great.
He does this other thing called Metal Chaos Ensemble, yes. Which I've been involved
in
lately.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And he brought in this 26-inch ride cymbal.
Yeah, it was my size.
You hit it, and it goes...
Yeah.
Sounds like you're flushing a toilet. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's going to bring that. A gong, I believe.
A gong.
Yeah. So Yuri's going to have gong. And we're going to have...
Tamara.
Tamara Gooding. Yeah. So she's going to be on electronic kit.
Yep.
So we've got the dual drummer for Axe Monkey thing.
Nice.
And then we have Musa Traor, who's from Mali. He's a djembe player. So he's going to be participating. He's awesome. We have a few rehearsals with him. And, I mean, he teaches around here, but he's also kind of very well known in China and I think Cote d'Ivoire. And we also have, like I said, going back to the Benkity drum and dance people, so we're going to have some, it's going to be awesome. I guess, you know, and also the finale that we do, there'll be, we're inviting, you know, we'll have maybe four drummers.
Wow.
No, right, so.
That's more than King Crimson.
Exactly. So there, that alone, and then all the dancers, it's crazy.
Wow.
And they're all nude, no?
No. Christine wants to be nude. She wants to be naked.
It might bring people, you know.
Yeah, right. Thing, so. Okay. Yeah, if anyone's listening right now, no.
So the show is March 8th. Now, where do you go to get tickets?
You can go online to the Somerville Theater website. Online, you can go to the Bring Us Your Women website. Or you can just go to the theater and avoid ticket fees because... That might be the best
because
thing to do.
Because ticket fees suck.
Right, because it's Ticketmaster, and nobody wants to spend an extra $5. So, yeah, you can do that. That's what I would
do. Cool.
Yeah.
So, let's play another tune, and then we'll talk on the other side, or maybe we'll do something else. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So, tell me a story, and tell me which tune you think we should play next.
Oh, I think... Well, you know what? Why don't we do? You want to do Big Bang? It's up to you. Big Bang, Hans Zimmer, like, or we could do Delilah, Johnny Blazes, Molly Sastry does Big Bang. It's the story of the universe. It starts from nothing and then goes big.
All right. Well, the universe. The universe it
there
is. Okay. So Molly Sastry with Kathy Capozzi. This is called The Big Bang. It's from the Bring Us Your Women compilation. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel, WMFO Medford. Hello. Okay. There we go. Thank you. So that's brand new stuff from Mary Zoo. Tales from the Enchanted Maze is the name of the album. That's a track called Queen of the Meadows.
Yes.
So that's brand new.
Yeah, just finished it. And yeah. So I'm quite happy. It was an 18 song CD, so it's a lot of work.
So now who the artwork on this is staggering. Who did that?
It's a friend from Istanbul who does the drawings to he's using photos and draws over them, so the part of the sceneries are real places, and
wow,
most of it is imagination.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So, and this is part of a, you said this is a part of a trilogy.
Yes.
I finished the second one.
Yeah.
So, have you already started working on the third one? Or
No, I'm starting to have ideas of places. So, I the first one was in the clandestine part of the catacombs beneath Paris, and then the next one was in the marshlands, and probably the third one will be in altitude. So you get three levels.
In a glacier?
Yeah, well, maybe. Who knows?
Cool. Anyway, so more stuff about the Bring Us Your Women. We just heard we just heard something brand new from Mary Zoo. We just heard The Big Bang.
The Big Bang with
Molly Sastry,
and Christine did the string arrangements on that.
That's right.
But Molly Sastry did the soaring vocals, and then Axe Monkey. I did the guitar noises.
The soaring guitars.
They're soaring. A lot of soaring.
A lot of soaring.
Yeah.
A lot of big banging.
A lot of big banging.
That's right.
Actually, that's one of the
universal.
This is one of the films that's going to be shown also at Bring Us Your Women on March 8th, and it's one of those moments when we have to be right on because there's explosions that happen. So if we're not on, it's going to be like, wait a second.
So we all working with time code and stuff?
We're working with a click.
We're working with a click. How's Yuri with a click?
Oh, he's going to be awesome. He's great. We did it at Oberon, and the first few times at rehearsals, it didn't work, and I was like, oh my God. And when it did work, I was like, we'd discovered fire or something. So I was like, whoa, look, we're playing in time. Whoa, oh my God, it worked. Oh, wow.
Well, the Kali movies.
Kali movie.
Kind of has to be on.
That has to be on, too, because there's a lot of your...
Because I'm on the face
doing
things, and so if it doesn't match, it doesn't...
And that's a little, it's like it's a little off. It's like that sync.
If it's off, it wouldn't be
like
that
those
good,
old
yeah.
movies that are like, oh, they're talking.
Last
and that's
time
the,
was great. Yeah.
Or when somebody posts a video on YouTube.
Oh, pretty much. It's like, wait a second, their lips are moving.
It's like listening to a speech by a certain someone.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, Bring Us Your Women, March 8th, Somerville Theater.
Mm-hmm, March 8th, come get your tickets online, bringusyourwomen.com.
Yeah. Now, can you get tickets at the box office
today? You can.
Today,
Well, not now
because it's like snowing and stuff. But
right. Well, when the snowstorm, the squall, I think it's a squall, when the squall is over with, you can actually go to the Somerville Theater during box office hours, which I believe are 4 to 8. And now Joel's letting me pick a song.
Yeah, we're going to let you pick a song. We'll let each of you pick a song if you like.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I have to say, I favorite of Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling, is one of my favorites, one of my favorite bands. So I think I like Arrival, number one. I mean, number I like one. Them all, but...
Do you know that I got to stay in Port Merion a couple of times?
Oh,
that place is sick.
Is it?
Well, you know, there's this guy who's sort of like an architecture buff.
Yeah,
and you know, he would go and travel. He liked these little seaports in Italy. So he decided that he wanted to build his own. And
as one does, yeah.
And he would take like these little bits of architecture. Some things are being torn down, and he would have them torn down brick by brick, whatever's left, and then reassemble it. And then there's some things that he would just have built three-quarter scale, just so he could have it as part of the collection. So you get to the village. I don't know if you've ever seen the show The Prisoner. It's a pretty whacked out place.
Yeah.
And that is an actual place. It's an actual place that you can go to. It's not cheap. It's in Wales.
Well, yeah.
It is in Wales.
My understanding is.
But, you know, I'll tell you, as a Prisoner fan, there's nothing like going up to the window and opening it up and,
wow,
I'm in the village.
That's cool.
Well, I was really frustrated because I saw the whole series, and for some reason, I fell asleep on the last episode.
What?
And so I never knew what happened. But maybe it's just because I didn't want it to
John
end.
John dies at the end.
I just didn't want it to end.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. John dies at the end.
No, he doesn't.
No, sorry. No. Don't listen to me. I lie.
No. It is definitely one of those series that kind of screws with your mind a little bit. I would say something else, but I can't because we're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I love those kinds of shows.
Ahead of their time.
Yeah, way ahead. Way ahead of the curve.
So now it's appreciated.
And it's like, if you watch it now, everything that's going on in the world right now was pretty much foretold in 1968. You know, I mean, let's face it, Orwell had a whole bunch of things right. He just got the year wrong.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. And scary.
And very scary.
Fight it back. Fight it back.
So, Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling. And this is Arrival.
Yay.
91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D.